Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Happy Sunday morning. Good morning to you. It is Sunday, June 29th, 2025. I'm Shaw Gage, in with you this morning. Looking forward to hanging out with you. Can't believe we're already to the end of June. Can you believe it? The year is just flying by. You know, the older you get, the faster it goes, as I heard a long time ago. But slow down. That's what we're going to talk about this morning. Slow down. Trust the Lord. Just trust in Him with everything that you have. Slow down. Quit worrying about everything. We've been talking about that here the last few weeks, but we're going to break that down. We're going to slow down a little bit this morning. Share a few instances, some stories that have happened in my life recently, and just where the Lord's moved, and I've been able to slow down, whether I wanted to or not. But so glad you're listening. If you're on your way to church or on your way to work or on the way home, wherever you may be, glad you're listening. We'll be back here in just a few minutes. Back in the studio hanging out with you this morning. I'm Shaw Gage. So glad you're listening. Hope you're having a great weekend. Hope you've had a great week, and hope you're having a great Sunday morning. We're going to talk about a scripture this morning from Romans 5, verses 1 and 2. It says this: "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, let us have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we may now stand. Let us boast in the hope of the glory of God." Lord, lay that on my heart this week. Just thought it'd be a good one. Kind of what we're talking about is just slowing down, trusting Him. You know, it's talking about there in verse 1, just, you know, hey, if we have the faith, you know, we should have that peace with God, because if we have faith in Jesus Christ, you know, what do we have to fear? And in that case, slow down, relax, and quit worrying about it. You know, I was talking with a gentleman today, and I'll share the story a little bit later in the show, but he was an older gentleman, and he looked at my 21-year-old son and myself, and he just said, "You know, guys, what you're worrying about right now, in a year, it ain't going to matter. You're not even going to remember worrying about it." He said, "Quit worrying about those things." He looked at my 21-year-old son, and he said, "Sumner," he said, "the stuff you're worrying about at 21, trust me, you're not going to be worried about at 42. And it was just a good reminder. Slow down. Enjoy the company of whoever you're with. Whatever you're going through, it may not be an ideal situation. Life's not easy. But you know what? When you've got the Lord on your side, when you've got that trust in Him and that faith in Him, Scripture tells us this morning, we're covered. You know, we'll have that peace. And we do have that peace. You've just got to embrace it. You know, it's so easy to get wrapped up and to worry and to think, hey, what am I going to do about this? What am I going to do about that? That's natural, right? But the thing, the healthiest thing to do that I've realized in my life is I just go, okay, God, you got this. I'm going to trust you that you're going to work it out. I've had a few instances in the last week in my family that I've either been through or observed members of my family where they've slowed down and they've trusted the Lord with something. And it's been pretty cool to watch what happened. But I'm going to share that this morning here in the next segment or two. But so glad you're a part of the show. You know, hey, turn up the music wherever you're heading this morning. Just glad you're being a part of the show. Hope you'll come back here in just a few. We're back this morning in studio. I'm Shaw Gage. So glad you're a part of the show. Thanks for listening to me. Hopefully it's an encouragement. You know, that's all I'm trying to do is, hey, whatever you're going through, whatever life brings at you, hey, I've been through a lot. I'm sure you have too as well. Best thing to do is just keep swimming. I'm ashamed to admit at 51 years of age, I use the encouragement from a Disney movie called Finding Nemo, is just keep swimming. I think that's just, hey, that is good advice. But hey, listen, we're talking about Romans 5, 1 and 2, just slowing down and being patient and, being at peace. And just being at peace with the Lord because of our faith through Jesus Christ. That's what Scripture tells us right then and there to do. It's all about grace, but just trusting in Him. And whatever it is you're going through, just trust in Him. And have faith in Him, and He's going to give you a peace like you never dreamed. I had an opportunity to observe that. My wife, Janet, she had an opportunity this past week with the ladies at our church, at the Church of Chelsea in Westover. They had Vacation Bible School this week, and the ladies there serving meals to the staff and, you know, the workers and their children each evening. And Janet volunteered to serve dinner on Sunday night, the first night, the kickoff night. And dinner had to be there at, you know, 4:30, 5 o'clock to get everybody ready. And Saturday morning we woke up and you know, hey, we need to go to Costco. We've got to go get some groceries. We got to cook food for a lot of people. And we did. It was 150 people roughly to cook for, and we had no idea how much food to buy for 150 people. Do you? I mean, I don't know. It was just an opportunity. The Lord laid that on our heart is you know, hey, give that, be that, and, you know, just cover dinner. And so we went out to Costco that morning, Saturday morning, and bought what we thought was enough food. And we got home, and as we typically do when we host people or cook for a lot of people, you know, we kind of got nervous. Is this enough food? What if it's not? And I looked at Janet and said, hey, we're doing the right thing. This is a volunteer effort. If it's not enough, we'll call the Domino's Pizza. We'll get a pizza place. We'll cover it. But I think we're going to be okay. And Janet said, I just don't know. And we stopped and prayed right then and there and said, Lord, just pray that this will be your provision. We'll cover the people that are going to be eating and that this will be enough food. And it was short and sweet and simple prayer, but we did it. And we just trusted the Lord. And Janet worked her tail off to get that meal prepared. And the ladies at the church worked hard to serve it as they did all week long. And Monday night when she got through, I went and helped her clean up, and they had, I'm telling you, twice as much food as they really needed. It was incredible. It was so cool how God worked. When you're concerned about things, he tells us right here in Romans 5:1, trust in the Lord, have faith in the Lord through Jesus Christ, and he's going to give you that peace. And you know what? The Lord blessed that situation, and hopefully some bellies got filled that night, and it was some really good food. I even got some leftovers when I got home, and I was so appreciative of that. And look, the cool thing was is Janet was able to, I think, share that with the ladies at the church, and they worked together through Wednesday night, and they served food to all of those workers and their children every evening. And it was just cool to see a team come together and just really impact the community. And I just, you know, it was cool. Trust in the Lord. Hey, just have faith in him, and he's going to give you peace. I hope that was inspirational. It sure was to me. So proud of my wife and thankful for her servant heart and, you know, just cool. And so one individual can impact the community, so can you. And so look for your opportunity. So glad you're being a part of the show this morning. Grab a cup of coffee. We'll be back here after a few more songs. You know, we talk a lot on this show about impacting people in a positive manner. You know, I'm a firm believer that we're all impacting people every day of our lives, either impacting them in a positive manner or a negative manner. I don't think there's any in between. But I just wanted to share, I came across this article this week, and I thought it was a pretty cool story. And as a you know, hey, a guy I've loved to watch in movies all these years named John Candy, and just thought I'd share it. It said, while filming Planes, Trains, and Automobiles in 1987, Steve Martin recalled how John Candy's quiet kindness and patience deeply impacted the atmosphere on set. The shoot, set during a brutal Midwest winter, involved icy winds, deep snow, and long days in rural Illinois, conditions that wore down even the toughest professionals. While most actors took refuge in heated trailers between takes, Candy often remained outside, chatting with crew members, offering encouragement, and handing out fresh coffee he'd arranged himself after realizing the only option was the lukewarm brew from the catering truck. Candy's compassion wasn't a one-time gesture. During Uncle Buck in 1989, he noticed that many younger crew members had no choice but to eat snacks from vending machines because the budget focused on providing meals for lead talent. Without making a scene or notifying producers, Candy hired a hot food truck at his own expense, ensuring the entire team had something warm and substantial to eat. He believed no one should work hard under tough conditions and go unfed. Chris Columbus, who directed Candy in Only the Lonely in 1991, shared how Candy learned every crew member's name by the third day of shooting. Each morning began with personal greetings, and each night ended with a handshake and a thank you. When a crew member's birthday was overlooked by production, Candy quietly organized a surprise cake and music between scenes to make sure the day didn't go uncelebrated. His approach came from humble beginnings in Toronto's second city during the 1970s, where Candy juggled multiple roles, from hauling equipment to cleaning stages, long before fame found him. That experience instilled a deep respect for every job on a set, no matter how seemingly small. While filming Splash in 1984, a sudden downpour at a beach location threatened to destroy cameras and other gear. As the cast and directors rushed to shelter, Candy stayed behind to help the tech crew save their equipment. Daryl Hannah later shared how his jokes and presence helped ease tension and how his hands-on help saved thousands of dollars in gear. In the great outdoors, in 1988, a nighttime shoot stretched into the early morning. As Candy noticed freezing crew members shivering in light jackets, he quietly ordered portable heaters and blankets from a local supplier, covering the cost himself. To him, no one should have to suffer when a solution was within reach. He also refused preferential treatment when others were left out. On a flight for a remote shoot, the stars were seated in first class while the crew was crammed into coach. When Candy learned this, he gave up his seat to a weary camera assistant and sat in the back of the plane without mentioning it to anyone. Those who worked with Candy consistently spoke of how he never let celebrity go to his head. He'd give up his trailer if wardrobe needed space or help fund overtime for exhausted crews. His actions weren't for headlines. They were quiet affirmations of his values. To Candy, true success meant uplifting the people behind the scenes. He never sought recognition for these acts, never mentioned them in interviews or speeches. He simply did what he felt was right. For those who knew him, Candy's legacy isn't just built on his talent. It rests on his warmth, generosity, and humanity he showed to the people the industry often overlooks. In a business obsessed with stars, John Candy made it his mission to honor the people who helped make the magic happen. Wow. Wow, what an impact that guy had. You know, so cool. John Candy, another reason to go watch his movies. He was always so funny. What a tragic. We lost him way too young. But hey, he impacted the people around him. And you know what? People remember that. And that's what they're going to remember. Man, super cool. John Candy, we love you, man. Shaw Gage, spending some time with you this morning. Thank you for listening. Thanks for putting up with me, and I hope you're being impacted this. It's been fun for me. It's been such an honor to be sitting in with you each and every week for the last 6 months, and can't believe we're halfway through the year, but ready or not, here we come. We're talking about just slowing down and trusting the Lord this morning. You know, Romans 5, 1 and 2, we talked earlier about just, you know, our faith through Jesus Christ, you know, gives us peace with God. And the second part of that verse, verse 2, is talking about, you know, through whom we have gained access by faith into his grace, in which we may now stand. You know, that's what it's all about to me, y'all. It's grace. It's all because of God's grace through Jesus Christ that we're here and that we're saved and that, you know, it's what it's all about. I'm just telling you. And I've been reminded here lately about that grace and about just slowing down and trusting him and, not getting so worked up, but you know, we've all got lists a mile long. The older you get, the longer your lists get. And just seems like you're always thinking about stuff and what have I got to do and what did I not do? And, you know, just on and on and on. And it creates, you know, stress and worry and all that stuff, but just been trying to get rid of some of that stuff myself here lately. And, you know, I've had people in my life been telling me, slow down. And, you know, yesterday, Saturday, I was at the lake with my youngest son, and we were out in my parents' boat and, you know, riding down the lake, and it has not been running a while. And so my dad, he said, hey, just get out there and run. Probably got some gas in it that needs to be run out. So just, you know, go run the boat out. And so I said, okay. And so we went out, and, you know, the boat was idling, but it was kind of not running right. And I just said, well, let's go a little bit further down and we'll just see where it goes. And, you know, we're out for about 15, 20 minutes, and y'all, the boat just stops and it just cuts out. And we had to charge the battery that morning. So I said, oh no, you know, what are we going to do? And thankfully I had grabbed a paddle and put it in the boat that morning. And, you know, we paddled over to the side and, came up upon a house, and there was a couple of houses there. Nobody was home. And, you know, we're just kind of looking around and we just prayed over it. Said, Lord, just pray over this situation and just help us. I don't know where we're going to go. We don't know where we are. And, walked across the street, and there was a couple next door, and Super happy couple and just so nice. Zeke and Kay were their name, and you know, just said, hey, come on, we'll let's see what you got. And so Zeke was so nice to just come around and get my boat and tow it around to his pier, and had a charger there, and we hooked it up. And you know, it was just neighbors helping neighbors, strangers helping strangers. He didn't have to help me, but there was a guy. He saw me in need and my son in need. He could tell. I mean, gosh, we were pouring sweat. You know, June in Alabama, you know what you're going to get when you're having to work and paddle in a boat and, you know, out of water and all that good stuff. But nonetheless, Zeke and his wife just took us in, and, you know, they charged the boat and called my wife, and she came and picked us up, and we went and, you know, got changed clothes and got my truck and came back with gas and just making sure we had everything we needed to get that boat back up and running in case it was gas and not battery. And you know, just a few hours later came back, and we went down to that boat ramp, and we went on to his pier and cranked that sucker up, and man, that boat fired up on the first time. And you know, unplugged everything, went and knocked on their door and just thanked them, you know, and just said, hey, you know, thank you. And I said, what can I do? You know, I've got some money. And he was like, absolutely not. He said, just pay it forward. And, you know, what a great reminder. You know, it's just that guy, he and his wife were on their way out when I stopped him in the driveway when we first walked up, two sweaty guys and, you know, in need. Who knows what they thought, who we were, you know. And but they stopped and they listened and they helped us out and they got us out of a predicament. And, you know, long story short, it could have been a whole lot worse. But on the flip side of that, too, the Lord was saying, I'm making you slow down. You're sitting out here on this water. Slow down and just spend some time with your son and spend some time with me. And so it was just a good recalibration. Nobody likes to be broken down. Nobody likes their day to be kind of stretched out dealing with a boat and this, you know, what are you going to do and what ifs. But you know what? It was cool. I got to spend a few hours with my son. And hey, he had his phone, but he couldn't go anywhere. So it was cool from that respect. And just got to appreciate a beautiful day on the lake. So hope that's an encouragement. Look, I could look at that and go, wah, wah, wah. You know, I had a rough day and poor, poor me. But no, God blessed that opportunity for me to slow down and just trust him. And it all worked out and we made it back safe and sound. So anyway, hope that it's an encouragement. Hope you're having a great morning, and sit back, relax, listen to some music. And we'll be back here in just a few minutes. So glad you're listening this morning. We are in Romans 5, 1 and 2. Been talking about that this morning, just discussing life and sharing some stories in life where people I've seen and experiences I've had this week. We're just trusting in the Lord and just seeing what happens. And, you know, it's so cool when you do trust in the Lord because he just blesses it. And he's got you. He's not going to let you down. Trust me. At the end of verse 2 in Romans 5, it does say this. It says, let us boast in the hope of the glory of God. And I heard that word boast, and that's always kind of like braggadocious or arrogant or whatever it may be. So I looked it up, and Merriam-Webster app on my phone, if you don't have that, look it up, because sometimes I come across words that I don't know, and I'm not ashamed to say, hey, I don't know, I'm going to look it up. But I looked up boast, and it says a statement expressing excessive pride in oneself. And I just thought, what an interesting word to use here, expressing excessive pride in oneself. But here it's talking about excessive pride in God, in the hope of the glory of God. And so I know how it is, you know, when I get feeling good about myself and, you know, and it's not the right attitude, but you know, when you just feel good and you know you've done something well and you just feel that sense of pride, that's the way we should be boasting for the Lord and giving him credit. You know, it's all about his grace. I try to say that as much as I can. It's nothing Shaw's doing. Not a word I can say, not a dollar I can put in a basket at the church offering. There's not a meal I can cook. There's not a neighbor's yard I can cut. There's no church attendance. It's all grace. And I just have to accept it and say, yes, okay, I'll do it. And you know what? I believe when you accept that grace and you genuinely do, I believe the Holy Spirit comes into you and you change from the inside out. Shaw can't do the blessings that have occurred in my life and the good things that have happened. That is no way Shaw Gage could have made that happen. The Lord did that by his Holy Spirit, and he changed me on the inside out to allow those things or to do those things through me. And when it's bad and it's messy, that's Shaw. I'll take the credit for the bad stuff because I know that's the case. But I should be boasting. When I'm feeling good about myself, I should take that attitude and go, hey, I'm going to do that for the Lord. Because you know what? When you do that, you impact the people around you. We talk a lot about that on this show, about impact, moments of impact, and how we can do that on a daily basis. So, you know, boast about the Lord and what he's done in your life. Where has he used you? Where have you impacted somebody? And go tell people, be prideful about that and about what the Lord's done in your life and how he's used you. Cause you know what? There's somebody out there that needs to hear your story. You've been through something. I never dreamed in a million years people would want to hear what I say, but, the Lord's given me this platform to let you know this morning that Jesus loves you, and whatever you're going through, it's going to be okay. Trust him with everything. So glad you're listening. I'm Shaw Gage. We'll be back here in just a few minutes. Wow. Can you believe it? Already to the end of another show. It's the end of June, folks. Next time I see you or talk to you or hear from you, we'll be in July. Next weekend's 4th of July. Hope you got your hamburgers, hot dogs, your barbecue, your ribs, your baked beans, your apple pie, anything. Hey, bring it on. Hey, even some homemade ice cream. I think I'm looking forward to some of that. Glad you've been listening this morning. We're talking about slowing down and trusting the Lord. Romans 5, 1 and 2. It's all just trusting in Jesus Christ through so that we can have peace with God and that his grace can shine in our lives and extend to others. Y'all, that's what it's all about. Just receive him, receive his light, receive his grace this morning, and extend that to those people in your life, your neighbors, your friends, your coworkers. Hey, the people you're not necessarily happy with right now, extend a little grace their way. You never know what they're going through. You know, I learned a long time ago, I know there's people in life that just treat you bad and just have bad attitudes. And I learned a long time ago, it's usually, you know, not me. It's usually that individual's got something going on in their own life. And I'm an outlet, and they feel like they can treat me like that and talk to me that way. But, you know, each and every time that I've had one of those situations, I've extended grace to that individual, and it never came back void. It always impacted the relationship in a positive way. And, man, that's why we're here. And if you can hear my voice this morning and you're going through something, I'll be praying for you. I hope it all gets better. But look for the way that the Lord can use you. Look for a way that the Lord can use you to bless other people through that situation. I know when I've been through tough situations in my life, I don't necessarily like going through them, but I've never questioned the long-term effect of why I'm going through it, because I know at the end of the day, my story about cancer, my story about job loss, my story about whatever struggle it may be, it's going to help somebody somehow down the road. And, you know, like we talked about this morning, hey, where are you having an impact? And you'll look for those moments of impact and pay it forward. Like that gentleman that helped me on the boat the other day or yesterday. Hey, pay it forward. You know, go serve somebody, go help somebody out. You never know what somebody's going through. And I've been on both sides of that thing, and I know the Lord blesses it when you do it, because that's what he's telling us to do. And, you know, hey, hope you've had a good time this morning. Hope you're encouraged. Y'all, we're all doing this thing called life together, and it's tough. It's hard. And sometimes we have easy moments, but if you're going through something difficult, hang in there. It's all going to be okay. And, you know, again, if you're not going through something and life's pretty good right now, go next door. Go help a friend in need. Go help somebody that you think may need it. Pray about it. Say, God, where show me somebody that needs some help. And, man, the Lord will lead you where you need to be. We'll see you next week. So glad you've been a part of the show this week. Happy weekend. Happy June. And I'll see you next week on the 4th of July.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 1065, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.